This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The law of supply and demand applies, except when it doesn't. Case in point, a new report from the Real Estate Board of New York about commercial real estate there, retail spaces specifically. It says retail rents in New York in the back half of 2023 were on average 20 to 30% below where they were in the before times. Fewer office workers coming in, tourism still down. Makes sense, right? What does not make quite as much sense is that demand for those retail spaces is still pretty high. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on the paradox of strong demand and soft rents.
Retail rents being down 20 to 30% doesn't sound like a good sign for a city. But Keith DeCoster at the Real Estate Board of New York says retail is rebounding. Certain parts of the city are doing better than others.
Some of the retail quarters, like Fifth Avenue and Times Square, have a little bit more vacancy than they did.
Same with other parts of the city that have a lot of office buildings. But in neighborhoods that have a good mix of residential, office, tourism, and retail,
we're really busy.
Steven Soutendeck, a retail broker at Cushman & Wakefield, says they're seeing all kinds of businesses sign leases. Luxury brands, coffee shops, clothing stores, restaurants. And according to their data,
availability rates are down to their lowest levels since 2014.
So then, why are retail rents still so much lower than before? Soutendeck says he thinks one reason is that landlords saw how their tenants' businesses struggled in the pandemic, and they're worried about raising rents too high too fast.
And the second is that money is not as cheap as it was. So I think interest rates have actually dampened a little bit the rent growth.
There are also other factors that have nothing to do with the pandemic. Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School says even before, people were shopping a lot more online and less in stores.
Frankly, the peak of the retail market in New York was 3 or 4 years before COVID. So we were already seeing decreases in rents and leasing activity prior to COVID.
And he says it's possible the retail market might be about where it is today, even if the pandemic had never happened. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.